Patreon tolerates calls for violence from leftists while demonetizing conservatives. By Alam Bokhari on December 15, 2018. Patreon, a website which allows users to submit donations to independent creators and projects on a monthly or one-time basis, has attracted a reputation for banning right-wingers from the platform for dubious reasons. Meanwhile, it tolerates open calls for political violence from the extremist left. Research by Far Left Watch, which monitors left-wing extremism, found numerous examples of pro-violence left-wing groups and individuals that have active Patreon accounts. Because Patreon takes a cut from donations processed via the platform, the crowdfunding site directly profits from these pro-violence accounts. Per Far Left Watch, these accounts include Revolutionary Left Radio, a far left, pro-communist podcast which calls for the violent expropriation of the wealth and property of the owning class. The account also approvingly quoted a pro-violence quote from Mao Zedong, the genocidal Chinese communist leader responsible for the deaths of hundreds of millions of his own citizens. Its founder, according to Far Left Watch, Brett Anderson, was arrested in 2017 for disorderly conduct and obstructing police during a protest against a pro-Trump rally in Omaha. The group's Twitter header features masked militants wielding rifles. The Guillotine Podcast. Via Far Left Watch. This far left podcast currently has over 350 patrons who donate monthly to their show, which is hosted by an extremist who uses the moniker Dr. Bones as well as Brett Anderson. Dr. Bones, who is also a regular guest on Revolutionary Left Radio, is a self-described egoist communist, insurrectionist, and an illegalist. He also has his own dedicated Patreon page with that he has been using in order to inspire insurrection. After we brought this to the attention of Patreon and Patreon support, Dr. Bones removed that language from his page as well as language where he discussed firing massive .44 rounds at the heads of politicians and capitalists. Not to worry, we archived it before he made the changes. In tweets archived by Far Left Watch, the podcast host also posted the following. Need some inspiration? ITT Plain Words, a pamphlet found at the site of several anarchist bombings in an attempt to kill the rich. Reminder, in the event of an actual insurrection, riot, or revolt, you do not have to out-debate your political opponents. You have to outshoot them. Internet is for propaganda only. The street decides everything else. Listen to me threaten rich people with violence. In every city, in every state, start building guerrilla cells alongside your mutual aid orgs. Up the insurrection. Breitbart News previously reported on how Patreon allowed a left-wing podcaster who praised acts of violence and theft against Trump supporters in Oakland, California. After briefly suspending the podcaster's account, he was allowed back on. Breitbart also reported on an Antifa account on Patreon that used the platform to distribute a poster encouraging supporters to attack right-wingers with bike locks, a reference to a real incident in which a left-wing professor attacked multiple Trump supporters with just such a weapon. Patreon did not respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alambakari@protonmail.com.